Great Country Q94. We are live on location at the County Line Country Fest. Oh, day number one.
We're here.
I mean, weather's amazing. I know it's a little warm for some.
There's not a breeze like I thought there would be, which makes it not as fun.
Yeah. We've talked with Trey Lewis, and now we are lucky to have our presence blessed by Corey Farley.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey.
You know, Gabe, I would like you to start giving me the hard time that you like to give me about you and I football right now.
What did I do?
Oh, don't be doing this to me.
Well, you just love to give me a hard time about you and I football. But do you know who Corey's uncle is?
Some purple thing.
His uncle is like the head coach of you and I football and like the winningest coach in the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
It doesn't take much.
You can't insult our artists. Good grief.
Pretty soon, they're going to be begging to get into the Big Ten.
Pretty soon, we're going to be like a founding member of the Big 12.
Yeah, you will be.
Yeah.
So, Corey.
Probably part of the Pac-12, too.
We're Facebook buds. We are friends on the Facebook from way back in the day.
You played here. Trying to remember.
I think it was either 2013. It was the year that Jason Aldean played
2014.
Here. 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And you're most recently on tour with, you're opening for Tracy Lawrence tonight.
Yeah.
But you were most recently on tour with another living legend.
A gentleman by the name of Alan Jackson. I was just out with the last 3 weeks. I mean, I was out with Big and Rich 3 weeks ago, then Alan Jackson last weekend, and then Tracy Lawrence tonight. Like, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I got 12 shows this year with Alan Jackson, too.
Wow. How'd you pull out? I mean, like, that's amazing.
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, right place, right time kind of stuff. I mean, honestly, like, it's just we've put a couple songs out that he heard, and life is good.
That was how it ended.
Yeah.
And I did recently see that he also hooks you up with a tour bus while you're out there.
Yeah, whenever we're out with Alan Jackson, he gives us our very own tour bus, and it's so much better than touring and what we do now. So
awesome. I was going to say, did he just not want you showing up in your Tahoe?
Yeah, we straight up showed up in a 2001 Suburban with no air conditioning and a trailer, yeah.
Yeah, so. He was like, not on my tour. I got an extra bus, fine.
Right? You know what? That's one artist that I've never seen live is Alan Jackson.
He is amazing.
He's still got it.
He's amazing. Absolutely.
You know, when I picture Alan Jackson, does he still have like the long mullet hair?
You know, he does. He actually jokes about that on stage because he doesn't have that anymore because he said it just doesn't grow the way it used to. So
looks a little more Aaron Rodgers-y.
He still has the whole mustache thing going, blonde mustache. He's still got that going.
And
so.
He has to have like the cream colored cowboy.
Oh yeah, he
right?
still has okay. it. Yep. Okay, Silver good. Belly. That's his new whiskey is called Silver Belly because after is the name of his cowboy hat.
So, everybody has a whiskey.
Everybody does, yeah.
I mean, you either have a bar or a line of whiskey.
I drink a lot of it, so that's...
What's your go-to? You know,
I actually just got sponsored by Jack Honey, and that has been my go-to whiskey for years and years, and I feel like I've finally paid my dues enough to get sponsored by them with how much I've drank of it.
I feel like you're kind of letting down Northeast Iowa, not saying Busch Light.
I mean, my go-to whiskey is Jack Daniel's Honey. I mean, you didn't say go-to beer. So
I grew up in a beekeeping family.
Oh, really?
So anything honey,
oh yeah,
I was all over. And Jack Daniel's Honey was one of those items.
It's my favorite.
It's such, you could just put it on ice and sip on it.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. And you can sing with it, too. It's not like Fireball or regular Jack where it burns and messes up your vocals. Like, you can drink that all night long and sing to it. It's great.
I've never sang to Fireball, but I've sure tried.
Yeah, Lori doesn't do the whiskey.
You know, I hit 30 and I can't do hard liquor. But I can put down some wine.
Oh, God.
By the box.
High class when you're doing it by the box.
Hey, you know, I'm showing my Northeast Iowa here. I didn't bring a box of wine with me. I just bought a box of Busch Light.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're on in literally just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
The gates open. Well, they're open now. You're the first act today. What's Corey Farley like live now?
I mean, my biggest thing is, and I think the reason that we've been able to tour with Alan Jackson for the last 3 years is because we try to bring the party. We try to get everybody up and going and ready to go. And that's, I know that's what my job is. My job is to hype everybody up and get them ready for the night. And so we just do a lot of fun party songs, and we're going to have a bunch of our originals in there and some heavy hitters of some 90s country guys because those are my favorites. And And yeah, it's just, we bring the party.
I was listening to the sound check that you just did, and this guy, he's good. He's good. He could sing.
He's legit.
I mean, he's probably, what, one of the top 20 things to come out of Iowa ever? No, you should see the stare I'm getting right now. Well, it's like John Wayne, Kurt Warner, Hy-Vee, and Clint Farley.
Hy-Vee.
You didn't even mention Casey's.
Oh, gosh, no. Breakfast pizza.
We'll give you the best thing out of Winnesheek County.
Okay.
All right. Deal. Well, I don't know. Josie Jewell plays for the Denver Broncos now, so. I did. I messaged Josie, and I said, whoever gets the sign up in front of Decorah first that says hometown of so-and-so, that's how we know who's made it better.
That's right. All right, Corey Farley, go rock it, man.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.